Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and we're sitting with author Mary Glickman. She has written a book called One More River. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Les. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. This is fiction. It's about a father and son relationship. It's set in the Deep South, the American South. It's got some adventure. It's around the Civil Rights era, the dawn of the Civil Rights era. We've got a lot of things going on here, don't we?
We certainly do. But, you know, you want to keep a story moving along.
Absolutely. All right, so the novel revolves around the parallel stories of two men, a father and a son, as we mentioned, and they're attempting to forge their path in an uprooted, frequently hostile American South. Why did you decide to center the novel on Mickey Mo's quest to discover his father's identity?
Well, Mickey Mo Levy is a character from my first novel, Home in the Morning, and he was a significant but not the protagonist. And he's very, very likable. I was not ready to say goodbye to him. So I decided to craft a new story and make it sort of around him. And since his father had died in World War II, I thought that, well, a parental issue, a paternity issue would be an interesting way to go, especially because in the South, lineage is very important. It's a hallmark of Southern identity. And you might meet people in the South who's, you know, the first thing they'll say to you is, who are your people? And if when they answer that question, you'll get a very long dialogue going back five generations of who they are. You might meet a woman whose name is Grayson McAllister Brewster, and you realize that she is carrying the best of her people on her back. So I knew that for a Southern boy not to know who Daddy really was would be an interesting dilemma.
And unique set of dilemmas for Jewish folk in the South, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can say that lineage is a hallmark of Southern identity. And for Jews, lineage is also very important. And memory is history for Jews. So, you know, it all ties in together.
Now, the book deals with two different eras. You deal with early 20th century and you deal with mid-20th century around the Civil Rights era, as we mentioned. How do the two eras relate? How do you relate them in the book?
Well, the one in the early part of the century, that is the dramatic, the thing that we dramatically go towards and experience is the Great Flood of 1927. And that was probably, the greatest natural disaster to ever occur in the United States. And it changed the way the South works and thinks and operates. And so did the Civil Rights era. So it seemed natural to use both of them. And the fact that one was an act of nature and the other was evolved the acts of man made it more interesting for me anyway, and I think for the reader too.
Now, we dealt with this a couple of questions ago, but I want to go back and maybe expound on it a little bit. In what ways does this newest novel, One More River, further the exploration of Southern Jewish identity that was introduced in your first novel, Home in the Morning?
Well, when I talk about the Southern Jewish experience, there's always an implied a level of assimilation and mainstreaming of Southern Jews that didn't take place in the North, where people were ghettoized. And they were ghettoized. The fact of ghettoization kind of divorces you from other ethnic groups and leads you to have a more intense feeling about your own. So anyway, the reform movement was born in the South because of this assimilation that didn't take place up North. And in my first novel, the South supports a very assimilated reform Jews. And in One More River, some of the characters, especially the earlier characters, are yet more assimilated. Their Jewish identity is probably kind of tangential. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was that just because you're accepted or feel accepted by your community, if you're a Jew, things go bad, the crisis erupts, people are going to remind you of who you are. You're going to get scapegoated. This is something that's happened throughout Jewish history. So I wanted to respond to that.
You also deal with women's liberation issues in the book, One More River. Why is it important to you that your readers understand the struggle that women have faced and continue to face for equal rights in America?
The birth of the Civil Rights Movement and women's liberation era, they kind of were concurrent, and both of them came to fruition around the same time. So it's natural that characters would be, female character, would be looking at this. You know, from the time I went to high school to when I got out of college, which was in 60, blah, blah, 19 something else, that that the role of women completely changed. And it wasn't everything we thought it was going to be. It was confusing. It was startling. It was, you know, suddenly we had a lot of responsibilities we never had before. There was a whole way we related to men changed. And I wanted to explore some of that in my fiction. I also think that young women today, because so much has been given to them, that they, you know, I don't want them to forget where they came from and where their liberation came from and what it meant and what it took to get there.
In the first book, Home in the Morning, and now in the current book, One More River, you have Jewish men falling in love with African-American women. Very provocative, especially in the segregated South.
Well, you can't talk about the South without talking about race. And race relations in the South are very complex. Culturally, the races share more than they don't. They lived in such close proximity, this was inevitable. Many close relationships existed throughout the life of the South between the races, both white and African-American, Jewish and African-American, both. While in the ghettoized North, people had a difficult enough time reaching out to other ethnic groups, let alone races, because of this phenomenon of ghettoization I mentioned earlier. You know, in the South, Jews first established themselves as itinerant peddlers, and they served both the black and the white communities. And so they were at the very center of economic life. And after emancipation, when the plantation system broke down, they became even more important to both groups. So a bit of a bridge. And the cultural elements of all of these groups were all kind of bubbling away side by side with content spilling from one to the other. There's something that in the North people don't often understand is that in the South, the races were always physically very close to each other. And they shared more than they didn't. They shared the same music, the same foods, the same country amusements. So they have a lot more culturally in common than they don't.
The name of the book, One More River, where did that come from?
Oh, it comes from an old spiritual. One More River, it's about crossing the Jordan and all of that. That's one other thing I forgot to mention to you. That the African-American experience in the South, as slaves, they were often converted to Christianity. But within the African-American community, the stories, in the biblical stories they felt most drawn to were those of Jews enslaved in Egypt, you know, and their emancipator Moses and Joshua, you know, helping to create a kingdom for the Jews in Israel. And these are the things that resonated with the African-American community, and a lot of the spirituals have Jewish themes or are about the Jewish stories. So One More River, because of the flood and all that and the Jewish thing, you know, they seem to go together.
Once again, the book is called One More River. The author is Mary Glickman. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.